the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, and sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within those protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for an item listed under other business, please be advised that it will be considered after the public hearings, and it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are voted on and discussed publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we ask that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
Case number 11209, Stephen and Karen Royer. South of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, west of Grant Avenue, being lot 37 within Cape Windsor subdivision. Tax map ID 533, map 20.18, parcel 41. A variance from the rear yard setback requirements.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Karen Royer, 1036 Calhoun Road, Glen Rock, PA.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. You can go to the podium.
Okay. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. My husband and I are owners of a home in Cape Windsor subdivision located south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road. We are located on Grant Avenue on lot 37 of that subdivision. We are seeking a variance to reconstruct an existing second floor deck. The deck is of a cantilever type construction. It is necessary to obtain a variance to reconstruct this deck. The variance is requested is for 5 foot from the current rear setback line of 20 feet and to cover an 8x16 area of the deck below. I have exhibits to share with you.
Ma'am, you need to pass them down there, please.
We usually keep one for the pot.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
Mr. Sharp. We denied this for the side in rear yard setback the last time?
It was denied in January of 2012, so it's been over a year since that application came before the board.
Okay. I just want to be all right.
Yep.
Okay.
If you skip to page 3, we have obtained a permit for a deck on the first floor level pursuant to ordinance 115-182-183. Open and unenclosed decks and steps may project 5 foot into the setback requirement. Page 1 shows the second floor deck location in reference to the lower deck, and that area that would be covered by the upper deck is hatched in. Page 2 shows the existing 4'3" by 12'6" deck and the proposed 8x16 deck. The hatch line is the existing cantilever deck. Page 4 is a letter from Cape Windsor Community Association approving the construction of the lower deck and the partial upper deck. Pages 5 and 6 show the rear view of the home and the underside of the deck starting to show signs of deterioration. Page 7 shows the deck railing. It does not connect to the house, and it's in front of a window. Page 7, that was page 7. I have the actual photos of page 8 and 9. They're a little unclear.
Yeah, pass them down there, ma'am. Thank you.
We're experiencing water infiltration into the house as a result of that cantilever deck. So in addition to the deterioration of the deck itself, it's allowing that water penetration into the home. 8 and 9 are photos of the water damage that is starting to occur because of the penetration. We get a lot of high winds and driving rains on that side of the house. We are seeking to reconstruct that deck with a ledger board method and to support the deck with columns below from the deck below to eliminate the cantilevers, existing cantilever joists that penetrate into the house. We also feel it will be safer over time because of starting to be deteriorating of the deck. In answer to the questions regarding the variance, the lots in Cape Windsor are undersized and shallow in depth and unique in size. That's 1A. 1B, the home was already constructed and placed on the lot before our ownership. Number 2, the property cannot be currently developed with the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The Sussex County Zoning Ordinance provides for 20-foot rear yard setback. The variance request is for 5 foot from the 20-foot rear yard setback. Item B, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Reconstruction of the upper deck is not possible without a variance. Number 3, the difficulty was not created by we, the owners. The home was placed on the lot prior to our ownership. Number 4, the variance is consistent with the character of the neighborhood. And B, the variance will not impair appropriate use for development of adjacent properties. C, the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. Number 5A, The variance represents the least modification possible of regulations at issue. And B, the variance is necessary to afford relief.
Okay.
Can I answer any questions you might have?
Excuse me. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Well, you read the standards to us, but I'm not sure you answered the questions why. We know what the standards are. And you read them
verbatim.
You need to explain to this board, commensal board, that you meet those standards and why.
Well, to reconstruct the deck, we would have to seek a variance that it does fit in with the neighborhood.
Why can't you reconstruct the deck as it is?
We're not sure how to do that. With it being cantilevered, the members are starting to deteriorate. Mm-hmm. And so we feel it would be safer and less penetration into the house if it was a ledger board construction where you would have one board fastened rather than 12 penetrations into the house.
I understand the construction type. What we're talking about is the variance necessary to make it bigger. Why can't you construct it the same size that it is now?
If we constructed it the same size to support it below, it would come down in the middle of our deck below and would make it unusable.
Okay.
Why we wanted to use the outer supports to support it.
All right. I have no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
Are you coming as far as the other deck? Are you coming the same distance as the other deck below?
Yes.
You're coming at that far right? Then you have poles in the front of it? To hold it up?
Yes.
So you're coming at the same distance as the bottom deck?
Yes.
Yeah. And are you going to be expanding that second floor bedroom?
No, we have abandoned the
idea of that.
Plans that we had before.
Okay.
We just want to be able to make this deck feel safer and more usable. At its current size, it's very hard to use it, and our family's afraid to use it, frankly.
Right.
When you sit on it, you're like right up against the railing, and it's not very usable the way it is.
Okay. Thank you. Again, there's no further questions from members of the board. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has shown that the requests meet the standards. There's a uniqueness in that they're, as she explained, they're having issues with the cantilever deck that's on there right now, and they need to correct that. And the only way to correct that is to use a ledger board type of construction on the deck. By doing so with existing size, then that would put the post in the middle of the deck below. Therefore making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property without the same structural problems that they're having. The applicant didn't obviously create the problem with the structural problems, and since the deck was there before they bought it, we didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And in fact, the applicant suggested that it was in character with the with the neighborhood, and I do believe that it she's requesting a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we would approve case number 11,209.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,209. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated by Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,209 is approved.
Gentlemen?
Yes, Ms. Mills.